This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think it's pretty obvious that the job of White House press secretary for Donald Trump is nearly an impossible task. Now, when Sean Spicer resigned after his 6-month tenure, you know, a lot of the heat was aimed at him. He had a very rocky tenure. He was constantly in fights with the press. He was made fun of on SNL by Melissa McCarthy. A lot of abuse sent his way. And I'm talking about this because he has a new book out, and I'm going to interview him Sunday on Media Buzz. But things look different now because we've seen somebody else in the job, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And many of the same charges that were hurled at Spicer now being hurled at Sanders. You know, you're lying, you're not being straight with us, you're just repeating the spin, you don't correct the errors. And there have been some very testy briefings with the woman who used to be Spicer's deputy, and now that she has spent almost a year now in that top job. But so it's fascinating to look back at the Spicer tenure, and in his book, The Briefing, he is candid about certain things. First of all, he says, this really jumped out at me, I knew in my heart I was better suited to take on the role of communications director, but that the offer of actually being at the podium for the new president was too tempting to turn down. And then the time that he ended up leaving, you may remember that Anthony Scaramucci came in. He was going to essentially be Sean's boss. He was shaking things up before he imploded. And it was before he imploded that Spicer decided to step down. He says in the book, I had been defined. There was no potential for a do-over. Now, he's not a big fan of the Mooch, as you might imagine. At one point, he says that having Scaramucci take on the job, because he wasn't a professional PR person, he was a businessman, was like asking a student pilot to with one lesson to take the stick of an F-22 in mid-flight. Okay, interesting analogy. But he decided not to stay on even after Scaramucci left while Spicer was still there. And a lot of this goes back to his very first day on the job, a day when he was not even expecting to be on camera. It was January 20th, 2017, the day of the inauguration. And the president was watching, television coverage and was really, really, really upset at all of the talk about the crowd size and how his crowd was so much smaller than Barack Obama's. So he sent Sean out to scold the press and to argue rather implausibly that he had a bigger crowd and all of that. And Spicer admits in this book, I should have lowered the temperature and not so broadly questioned the media's motives. I made a bad first impression, he says. And looking back, that was the beginning of the end. So imagine, even in hindsight, saying your first day on the job officially was the beginning of the end. Now, he does criticize the president a little bit on the Twitter front, not for just tweeting at all, but for sometimes picking fights on Twitter, sometimes with journalists. Sometimes he's cutting up the opposition, says Sean, and sometimes he's cutting up his own best messages. But Spicer takes a lot of shots at the press, including individual journalists by name. And he has this theme, and I interviewed him before, and he's talked about this before, where he says that people who ask these questions because the cameras are on, and he tried to turn them off on many occasions late in his tenure, that they're trying to stir up trouble, gin up outrage, be confrontational to become a cable news star. In a couple of cases, this worked because you're people who were working for other organizations who got contributor contracts with places like CNN. At the same time, you know, the cameras also help the press secretary because you can drive a message, you can call out the press. You've got the same advantages of being the lead on the evening news or the lead of many cable segments by the way you give it back. So, you know, traditionally, the press secretary has had to navigate between a president who he or she works for and a press corps who expects that person to be accessible, to tell the truth, understanding that there's a lot of spin involved in the job. It's even harder when you have the president of the United States watching these briefings, which are all on TV now, never used to be the case, and critiquing your performance and letting you know when you have screwed up in his estimation.
You know, it is a tough proposition. I said it back then. In fact, interestingly enough, hopefully we're going to, looks like we're going to have a chance to talk to Sean Spicer, who has released a new book, and have an opportunity to talk with him next week as well. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. Sheriff Mack is next at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in and sharing a part of your day with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Richard Mack joins us now, the champion of constitutional values, author, teacher, former sheriff. Sheriff here to talk about illegal immigration, the Justice Department crisis. Sheriff, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, Bill, thanks so much. I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, I am. It's a wonderful day here in America and around the world. A lot of positive change, and I think that, we have lots of opportunity before us, especially what we saw yesterday in these hearings. Some people are willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm curious to get your read as a sheriff, and having these instincts that you have developed over the years and your experience. What did you make of the Peter Strzok testimony?
Well, I thought he was very arrogant, very smug. I thought he made a lot of excuses for very poor behavior. And for him to suggest to the American people that a bias is not a political view, that's exactly what a political view is. It's a bias, okay? And for him to try to draw a distinction between the two and his ignorant explanation as to how they're different, and I was really taken by his lack of responsibility, lack of humility, and for him, as an FBI agent, to suggest that all the FBI agents working on a major case can go ahead and make comments about it, and not be held accountable, that's absolutely ridiculous. And his explanation that my comments were not biased, they were just political views, when you are the key investigator on two different cases that are very, very much pertaining to what he's talking about. One, if he was on a jury doing that, he would be kicked off.
Right.
And I've handled hundreds of investigations. We're not allowed to talk to family about important investigations, especially one involving the presidency of the United States. And so for him to try to make that and draw a distinction, and his ridiculous excuse, you have to remember, it was midnight, and I was, I was trying to go out with my wife at the time, and, I didn't get enough sleep, and, the dog ate my homework, and, it was really ridiculous, and I was also taken by Congressman Louie Gohmert really getting after him, trying to show what a liar he is, because he was going out on his wife. Did you give the same routine to your wife when you were going out on her?
Mm.
It was an inappropriate comment, but a hell of a comment at the same time.
Well, as a judge and with his background in the legal system, Louis Gohmert couldn't help himself. I mean, you know, and that's, I got to imagine for you as well, this is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It's just a screech, you know, one thing after another, how disconnected from reality. I mean, hey, let's just review basically, and I was surprised this didn't come out in the hearing, is let's define bias. I mean, according to the dictionary, it's prejudice in favor of or against one thing, person, or group compared with another, usually in a way considered to be unfair. Just from that basic definition, bias clearly was on display, and you would think even more so, even if you consider the FBI handbook that says that they should avoid even all manner of suspicion or suspect of said bias and in their behavior. So, you know, that's out the door, and now we're trying to explain something, and he's in a bucket of gum himself, and he wants everybody else to get in the same bucket. This is incredible.
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment. And also, there was one congressman who I don't remember who he was who said, "You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed." Oh, that was Louis Gohmert also, wasn't it?
Yes, right. Yes.
You've embarrassed FBI. I've talked to other FBI. I've talked to plenty of them, and I know he has. He knows lots of them. He's been in the justice system quite a long time. He's correct. This is a huge embarrassment to the FBI. And as you alluded to, the standard the FBI has is way above what Agent Stoltz was trying to say. And it is. You have to avoid the appearance of bias and prejudice. You might have your own opinions. That's fine.
Right.
But you do not at any time get to display them or allow them to get in your way. And when he said, "We will stop him," or "We will stop it,"
we'll
when
stop
he was
it.
Talking to his mistress or girlfriend or cousin, whatever it was, come on. Do you think there's anybody who doesn't think that what he was talking about was exactly preventing the president, the candidate at the time, President Trump, from taking office? That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he meant. It was exactly in conformity with his political bias and political views. And they were huge. And he let them go again yesterday when he said, "Yes, I couldn't let this. Yeah, I had to say this because this guy's horrible, mean speech and treatment of this family who lost somebody in the war." I mean, he admitted it.
Yes.
And so then we still, of course, have these Democrats that say, "You deserve a Purple Heart. You've been wounded here. You've been mistreated here. Oh, you're such a poor thing." And
I mean, to reduce the significance of a Purple Heart over this. There's not even a hangnail broken here, and they want to give him a Purple Heart. I mean, this is like about as disgusting as giving a Purple Heart to John Kerry.
The sergeant who was a traitor, and we found out that he actually was AOL.
Yes, right.
POI, you know,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
POW. And so, I mean, that's one of Barack Obama's biggest fiascos in the history of his tenure as president. But,
Sheriff Mack, you know, when you talk about, again, and I thought this was brought out very clearly, and people need to hold this in perspective, this is the number two guy. I mean, the position, the prominent position that Peter Stroke was in, the responsibility that went with that position, he needed to be held, just as James Comey and others in leadership, to an even stricter standard of the FBI ethic, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you know this, but my father was an FBI agent.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
He spent 25 years in the FBI, and my cousin was actually the deputy director of the FBI, the number two man in the FBI.
Wow.
And their standards and their professionalism were worlds above this guy who testified yesterday.
Well, there's a lot to be learned here, and the Democrats insisted that there were more important things to talk about in terms of the rule of law, what's happening with the immigration. And Sheriff, I want to talk to you about that. But I'm saying, look, before you can get with these other issues, you know, we've got to fix the main issue, and that's the rule of law. And it is being compromised here right now. If we take this dysfunction that was on display to the border, we're not going to solve the problem.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like us, and we're coming at you full bore here, and we've got retired Sheriff Richard Mack with us, a champion of constitutional values, author, teacher, constitutional leader. Anything that has to do with the Constitution, you know I'm in, all in, because that is the basis of our citizenship. This is why you have to be activated. The time of a casual citizenship is over, ladies and gentlemen. Look what's happening to our country. By the grace of God, Donald Trump enters in, and I believe it is the hand of God that came in to save our country, and even for that matter, to save the world. Look what's happening overseas, Sheriff Mack. What Donald Trump is doing to shake things up there with the, with NATO and getting them to step up and to fortify and to really make NATO a stronger entity, not weaker. And then, of course, you get people here in this country, all these pundits that know very little about business. That'd be like me trying to wax eloquent about the legal system. I'm not an attorney. I know what lane to stay in. But for them, they're rather reckless. And, what they have to say is so obviously opinionated. And it demonstrates to me that they know little about business and little about negotiation. But thank God we've got somebody like Donald Trump who's pulling back the curtain on all these things. And what we hear time and again is former presidents have tried to do this. They've not been successful, whether it's North Korea, whether it's dealing with Russia, whether it's dealing with, Germany and their pomp and circumstance and arrogance to backdoor the whole proposition of NATO here and do that Russian pipeline that they've done that's tied into their former chancellor. I mean, it almost sounds like the Clinton Foundation has gone to Germany or something. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is insane, and it's amazing how surprising it is to the pundits and to other leaders across Europe that there's a president from the United States who actually speaks the truth and speaks his mind instead of mama coddling these national organizations, NATO, that we've been in for 75 years, and it really has accomplished very little except to extract money from the United States for European causes. And so now there's a president with the guts and the wherewithal to speak his mind and to defend America and to put America first, and people can't handle that. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a horrible president that is so mean to our allies. You know what? He's telling the truth.
Exactly.
They don't even address what he's saying. They just address how he says it. And so, no, my hat's off to President Trump on that. Mm-hmm. Finally, we have some true leadership in the White House.
And look at the response of the leadership of the NATO nations. They're stepping up. It wasn't, hey, in 2020, we'll think about paying. No, it goes now. You need to get up to 2%. In fact, not only 2, 4 is better. And because of the threats. And, as he said very clearly, hey, look, you're closer to Russia than we are. And, with the shenanigans they're doing and, North Korea. And we've got a very aggressive China as well. So what are you going to do to push back? And interestingly enough, here in the homeland, we've got all these people saying, look, I'm tired of America being the police of the world. And then they complain because Trump is making them pay for their police force. And they're upset because, well, we didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. We don't want to hurt their feelings. Yeah, that sounds like the mama coddling we got under Obama and, quite frankly, Bush.
Exactly. And the NATO Secretary General, his response is, thank God for Donald Trump and his leadership. Look at what's going on in our coffers. We've got more money in here than we've ever had to address, defense issues, military issues that need to be, which is the reason, for NATO to exist anyway. That's why it is so ironic and hypocritical of Merkel and the Germans to do this backdoor agreement with the Russians. It's like, wait a minute, hello, didn't you see what happened already, with the Ukraine and what Russia did in terms of leveraging their influence and power? They just said, hey, look, you're not going to do what we want you to do. We're going to turn off the gas.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Trump is the one leader who's finally maybe the wrong word, maybe right word, who has a little bit intimidated Putin. And Putin knows he can't pull anything over on President Trump. And that's exactly what America needs.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing, too, and I'm glad you brought this up regarding Putin, is that wasn't it Barack Obama, before he was elected, said that he, the first time, said that he was willing to meet with any country's leader without precondition. And now Trump is meeting with Putin on the heels of, you know, you know, the suspected collusion, which is, you know, forget about that. But certainly they meddled. And so, you know, they, I guess, have a perspective. I mean, they're so concerned about causing problems and igniting a war on one hand. Boy, they're rather bullish in what they think Trump should do in negotiating some sort of resolve or at least some clear understanding with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and I think he's done a great job there, and I think, as you alluded to, the collusion investigation from Mueller, you know, as a former detective and investigator, I have to tell you, his phishing tactics are way too obvious. Going after the president's lawyers is proof positive. He has nothing on the president.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would have already, he would need to violate the client privilege, and which he's already done, and he's probably broken several other laws. It looks like he's almost torturing Manafort to get something out of him, so he'll either fabricate or come up with some story. And it looks like to me it's pretty close to getting him to lie, because he's going to keep him in solitary confinement. And I'm telling you right now, that is a real torture.
Yeah,
And no human being should go through that. I mean, that's the last resort.
Exactly.
And you've got a white-collar criminal or accused criminal who hasn't been charged with anything, really, and they're just holding him there in solitary confinement. No. Ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, Mueller has nothing, or he wouldn't have needed to go after Manafort or Cohen, either one.
Well, here it is, almost been 2 years, all this money that's been invested, and people are saying, hey, where's the beef? There's no beef here. You even have at a point when Strzok himself had said, you know, there's nothing there. And so it became, you know, a process of manufacturing something. And, you know, and so, you know, what I sense a little bit here, Sheriff Mack, is that maybe Mueller's looking for a soft exit, that he can get out in such a way and hold on to something, because in light of, you know, the way the FBI has been impugned, and it's not just the FBI, it's all these other three-letter agencies, you know, the IRS and the EPA, the stuff that they did under the Obama administration particularly, is just disgusting. All these institutions, these government institutions that the people entrust for them to be fair and to be righteous, have been most unfair and most unrighteous.
They really have, and you know, the left is screaming to get rid of ICE. Why aren't they screaming to get rid of the FBI?
That's starting to bubble up a little bit, but yeah. those voices are being quieted, because that's coming from conservative ranks. If the liberals were yelling, I mean, you know, in terms of in terms of the liberal voice is heard louder than the conservative voices in terms of the FBI. The liberal voices, the radicals are yelling, get rid of ICE, but we're not hearing the same type of the same type of audio and disdain for the FBI. It's starting to bubble up, but not like ICE.
I'm all for helping them both. Let's start with the IRS and work our way down.
Well, you know, when they talk about meddling, Sheriff Mack, we were talking about this the other day. Here they've been talking about the meddling of our election process by Russians. And I say, well, how about all the meddling that was done by the Democratic Party domestically?
No kidding.
It's like we're stepping over that egregious meddling, and we're worried about Putin, that even the intelligence community, including James Clapper, says, you know, we can't prove that there was one vote changed. But now suddenly it was, nope, they definitely responsible for electing Donald Trump. I don't know how they get there. That's a big leap for me.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Missouri's governor expressing his sadness and prayers after a duck boat that was carrying over 30 people capsized, killing at least 13 of them on a lake near Branson, Missouri last night. It happened during a storm. Governor Mike Parson tweeting this morning, he's praying for all those involved and all the first responders who are still assisting as searching for several people still missing continues in Table Rock Lake. This woman witnessed it all from the shoreline. She says that thunderstorm was brief but severe.
The storm rolled through, and after that it was kind of a scary calm.
The NFL announcing it's putting that new national anthem policy it announced in May on hold. The NFL and its players union saying they have to continue their dialogue so they can work through the anthem issue. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like us, huh? Fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us, you know, for the ride and sharing a part of your day. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, including past interviews that, look, at they're down. You can download them absolutely free, our gift to you, because that's the way we roll. We're givers here, okay? So feel free, download, share it with your friends, pass on the good news here. We pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And to that end, we bring on experts, best-selling authors to share with you, to give you the facts, Jack. You know, we could only wish that we had the budgets of some of the mainstream media people, you know, like the New York Times or you know, Washington Post and that, that have an incredible, the mainstream media has an incredible amount of budget. And unfortunately, they are misappropriating that that budget to where, you know, as we were talking with Sheriff Mack earlier, you know, when you think about, you know, 90% of the media being so anti-Trump, it's like, what do we got going on here? Some sort of cabal that's happening, you know, this Trump hatred that has taken place. And in spite of that, consider what the president has done in his first 500 plus days on behalf of we the people, you know, bringing us back, you know, connecting us back to where our founding our foundational principles based on, oh, yeah, that thing called the Constitution, which seems to be problematic for too many, even elected officials, which is beyond us, that we've lost control and we're wondering why, people, are voting for socialists and that sort of thing, which is totally contrary to the principles of our Constitution. But if you don't hold on to those values, then hey, people think, and I say hold on, be aware of it. You know, it's not being taught in schools. It's being ignored. You have a former president saying, well, the Constitution, and this is somebody who was supposedly a professor of constitutional law. I say supposedly because we can't seem to verify that. We're told that he was a guest speaker, a guest lecturer, but I don't know if that puts you in the same category as a bona fide professor of constitutional law, because anybody can come in and give a comment. I mean, I can go and do comment on constitutional law, and I guess I could call myself a constitutional professor, but that's a pretty big stretch, I would think. But for the sake of, curriculum vitae, information and how you want to build yourself up, I guess, you could do that. If you got close to somebody who got a Purple Heart, I guess you could claim that, somehow maybe some of the shrapnel got off on you and, you could give claim, for a Purple Heart, I guess, hey, it doesn't take away from, the significance of whether it's a Purple Heart or whether it's the Constitution. Those values still hold true. But, for the young people today, I'm saddened for you because you have been influenced in an incorrect sort of way in terms of the worldview that you hold that is compromising your perspective here. And it is greatly unfortunate because when you look back on the history of this country and the history of the world, there has been no other country like America and what we've been able to do. And it all started with our founding fathers, started with a vision that they had of doing something quite different. I mean, in many cases, yes, godly principles, things that were taken from the Bible, things that were taken, were viewed from, different countries. When you start with a clean sheet of paper and you say, okay, hey, look, let's build a country, let's build a government here. What kind of things do you want as guardrails in that country, and understanding that, if we have America unhinged from these moral, foundings and these anchor points, then, in our own humanity, we begin to see things according to our own eyes, and it's rather reckless and dangerous. And it's a little bit about what we're seeing right now. And beyond that, because, part of the attributes is it becomes rather chaotic. And when you look over the landscape of our country today and our culture, it is chaotic, is it not? When you see what's going on. And again, I look to the mainstream media as guardians and as documenters. That's their main reason to exist, is to document history. How well are they documenting history? And is it a fair documentation? Is it an objective documentation? And when you have 90% of the media anti-Trump and against this president, it doesn't give us a fair objective viewpoint, does it? You have to go out of your way. Even by accident, you think you might hit 50-50. But if you're on purpose, then you start looking at about, you get to the realm of the unbelievable, where 90%. And then the mainstream media wonders, goes, well, what's going on with the public? Why don't they trust us? Why do you think? You haven't been trustworthy when you report stuff like this. And your interest is, I'd much rather you come out and say, look at, we're anti-constitutionalists. We don't believe in the Constitution. I'd much rather you declare yourself and say that, than to act like you do and have some other agenda. Because when I reconcile, and I know others do the same thing, when they're trying to reconcile your reporting with constitutional principles, it doesn't line up. It seems that you've become unhinged and that you are not interested in documenting history, but in manipulating history. And you want America to go down another road that is not consistent with the founding of this nation. We have a lot of uproar right now because of President Trump's second nominee, who happens to be an originalist, a constitutionalist. And that is the divide that has taken place in the legal system today, is that you have one side that believes that, It's a matter of interpretation. It's elastic, as the former president declared it to be. And what that gave way to is activism in the judiciary. And look at all the problems we've had. Just, you know, one case in point. I know we talk about Roe v. Wade. I mean, why do you think that is not settled? You know, of course, people will say, well, that's settled. That's settled law, is it? You know, if you ask mainstream America, there's a problem here. And the reason the problem is because it wasn't executed properly. It didn't go through Congress. And shame on Congress, shame on our senators for not having whatever you want to call it, to stand up against the judiciary and say, look, you guys are out of your lane. You had no business touching this. This is not law. And it's a decision that you made, but it's rather problematic. And this is the reason why we keep, you know, stepping in this bucket of gum. And it's not settled. Just because you tell me it's settled. You know, it's like, you know, the president goes, well, you know, global warming, that's a fact. That's not even a scientific term. But he says it's a fact. Talking about President Obama, I'm talking about President Trump. And it's a shame, as I was having a discussion here recently with a dear friend who believes in it. And I love his passion. I say, well, just give me the facts. And what he does is he gives me these things that have been, you know, brought up before that, 90% of the scientists agree. Well, 90% of the scientists can't even agree that the sky is blue. How is that even possible? And, of course, we know after the fact that the scientists, many of which supposedly participated in this poll that they didn't even know they were participating in, said, I didn't say that, and I certainly didn't mean that, if that's what I signed off on. But, of course, then now that is settled fact. And the shame of this whole thing is that if there is something that needs to be done that we need to be aware of, then that got lost in translation because of the big lie that's out there. And it gets in the way. And that therein lies a humongous issue that we're dealing with today, ladies and gentlemen, in our culture, is that we're trying to, you know, get through all these lies and get to the truth of the matter. It's not a simple deal. And this is why our commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And don't think it's relative truth, and don't think it's my truth, because it has nothing to do with any kind of party. That's why we often say it's not a Republican thing, it's not a Democratic thing, an independent thing, it's not a tribal thing. It's an us thing. It's what is in our best interest. You want to make a decision based on a lie or on the truth? I know that sounds rather rhetorical, but, you know, we want to do it on the truth.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be.
OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Fresh and independent, that's the way you like it. That's the way we're coming at you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. 14 before the top of the hour. Judge Jeanine Pirro is with us, the host of Fox News. Yes, Justice with Judge Jeanine, author of her brand new book, which is taking off and lighting up people like you can't believe. In case you happen to catch a little bit of the footage, she scared the holy what have you out of one Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. Liars, leakers, and liberals, the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. Judge, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, boy, you did scare. I'm not to get into a whole lot of it because I want to talk so much about your book and we've got a limited amount of time, but you did scare the heck out of Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. What is she so afraid of?
You know, I don't know what I did to her. In fact, I just tried to answer her question. There were two segments of it, you. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can get them at Judge Jeanine. But it was a microcosm, Bill, of what's happening in the country today, where the left tries to shut down the right, and it does everything that it can to make sure that your argument, whether it's about the improprieties and the illegalities that occurred in the FBI or about the positive things that Donald Trump is doing in office, they don't want to hear it. And it was a total hit job in the sense that, you know, they didn't tell me that one of the most rabid anti-Trump CNN contributors was going to be on the View. That was the start. And then at the end, Whoopi wouldn't let me talk and then pushed off, which the viewers didn't see, and ended this segment early. And then when I walked off set, I said, you don't care about victims. And I said, Whoopi, I have spent my life fighting for victims. And you know it. And she said, well, F you. And she got right into my face, said F you, and then said, in fact, get the F out of this building. And as I started to walk out, she repeatedly said, get the F out of the building. And I said nothing. I just left. And, poor Meghan McCain, mouthed to me, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It was horrific. And it is an example of what I talk about in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And that is the hatred of the left and their refusal to accept that Donald Trump won. And they want to shut everyone who supports him down.
Even all that aside, Judge,
what positive offering do they have to replace Donald Trump? I mean, our country was in a spiral. So many of us saw, you know, that we were losing grip of this republic. And because of the lies and, you know, fake news that was permeating, that has been permeating our culture, and here it is, we thank God there's some counter voices coming through. But yet, at the end of the day, you consider that roughly, you know, less than 10% is getting 100% of the volume and the publicity.
Well, and the shame of it is that, you know, the mainstream media, and I talk about this in the book, mm-hmm. they're doing everything they can to ignore the good stuff and to follow this collusion, this Russia collusion investigation, which is so openly identified as, you know, a setup of Donald Trump in the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And they are, unfortunately, the way a lot of people in America get their news. And, you know, when Donald Trump said when he ran for president, the fake press, everyone said that's suicide, it's over. Well, it wasn't suicide, and the American people understood that we needed an outsider. We needed someone who was going to, you know, make sure that in the end, the American people are taken care of, and not the people in Washington who are part of the deep state.
Right. I can tell you, even as a little kid, talking to my father, who was very politically motivated, and I even, as a young kid, saw that we needed somebody to come in. You know, in a sense, I later grew on because of my business to understand, you know, like a Chapter 11 attorney who can come in and make tough decisions on businesses. We see this happening all the time where they come in line by line. They make the hard decisions that family members cannot make. They salvage businesses. And I saw the same thing for this country. And this is what I've been able to see in Donald Trump, that he is that businessman making those hard decisions that the traditionalists wince at, and it's very hard for them to accept. But meanwhile, Judge, let me tell you, our audience more and more are saying to me, Bill, this is nothing more than a coup. I mean, you know, a coup attempt. I know we hear about coups in third world countries, but is this not what's happening here in our country today?
Well, it certainly is a coup attempt, and, you know, when you say it happens in third world countries, you're absolutely right, that, you know, when you take the top echelon of the FBI from James Comey, who doesn't do a real investigation, doesn't even panel a grand jury to see if our national secrets were at risk on Hillary Clinton's personal server, and then, you know, exonerates her when it's not his job, no subpoenas, no search warrants, and immunity deals handed out like candy, and you realize, you know, that something has arrived. But it gets even worse when they try to tee up a Russia collusion counterintelligence investigation as an insurance policy, as they called it, in the event, as they say, God forbid, Donald Trump would win the presidency.
This whole Russian,
it's an outrage.
This Russian collusion is all a ruse, Judge. You know this from your instincts. I mean, 30 plus years as a judge, prosecutor, and involved in the legal system, you can smell a lie further away than Peter Strzok can smell people who support Trump. And
well,
this thing stinks to high heaven.
I know it does.
If I can use that metaphor, I'm sorry to bring those two together, but
yes.
My mind goes that way. Sorry.
Yeah, and it does stink, and what is amazing is that Rod Rosenstein, who was part of that swamp, who took the gave the plea deal to the Russian who was trying to access our uranium and found fertile ground at Hillary Clinton, he has convinced Jeff Sessions to recuse himself on everything related to the 2016 election, and Jeff Sessions is hiding in a closet somewhere. You know, it really concerns Americans as to whether or not they're ever going to see justice, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Well, we're spending a lot of time on Russian collusion, but, you know, when you talk about meddling, did not Hillary Clinton and the DNC, I think they did more damage than the Russians, but yet we step over that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and we start chasing the ghosts of Vladimir Putin, and he just kind of chuckles. He goes, God, I didn't realize I was that big a deal.
Yeah, well, you know, when Barack Obama in an off-mic moment says to Medvedev, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election, and when they do a reset button with Russia, when we sell 20% of our American uranium to Russia, then the question is, who is colluding? You know, if Hillary Clinton is getting $150 billion into her foundation and Bill is making $500,000 cash for a Kremlin-connected speech in Moscow, you know, it's pretty clear who's colluding with the Russians. And but it's typical, and that's why liars, leakers, and liberals, everything is backwards. So what I'm looking to do is, you know, get out the facts to the American people. When people fight with you and argue with you, you need to read my book. It's all footnoted. If you need the backup, it's all there.
Yeah, and she calls them all out, from fake news and the fiction of the media, the Hollywood hypocrites, Robert De Niro, Rob Reiner, right on down. You go head-to-head with them all, Judge, and thank God, because they have to be called out. Sanctuary cities, I mean, you know, we were told in the Bible that there would be that day when evil is called good and good is called evil, and guess what? We're living it today, are we not?
Indeed we are. It is backwards, upside down, and inside out.
Well, you also give us some hope in terms of the real Trump presidency in Chapter 12 of your book. As we wrap things up here, Judge, in your book, it is, again, even as the judge said, and I endorse it as well, that this gives you the background, the research there, the, you know, after all, I mean, this is what Whoopi Goldberg and those on the left are afraid of. They're afraid of the truth because in the face of the truth, their lies cannot hold up, Judge.
That's right. And, you know, but I was optimistic, you know, and that's why I went on the view, and that's why I said, you know what, I want to talk to people. I can back up everything that I'm saying. Let's try it. And,
exactly.
And they were not interested in that. And, you know, in this country, and I said this interestingly enough on the first half of the news segment, I mean, there were two of them. And I said, you know, we need to talk to each other and we need to be able to communicate even if we don't like each other. And all she did was just dig in deeper. And I think the American people saw it for what it is. The hysteria on the left, their hissy fit, not accepting the man that the American people elected to sit in the Oval Office.
Well, that's what the left has done. It's invalidated our president. It's invalidated people that don't agree with them. It is rather dangerous. This is why the First Amendment is so critical to the foundation and the future of our country. And you would think, Judge, you talk about the real Trump presidency, 500 days, incredible what he's been able to do. It makes you eager to await what is yet to come out of this president, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, America's economy, you know, minorities, African-American unemployment, the lowest it's ever been. You know, ISIS destroyed the caliphate in the Middle East. You know, standing up as a world power instead of riding away on a bicycle with a helmet like Barack Obama did.
Right.
You know, truth and justice, law and order, right and wrong, they matter now. We're going to support the police, support the military. We're going to salute the flag and not insult it. And,
well,
you know, liars, leakers, and liberals is my version of what is happening in America and what the president has done to make us better.
Judge Jeanine on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Judge.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
This is just-